The Word of God.
Amen.
I said, are you ready for the Word of God?
Amen.
Amen. You know what? I just appreciate you folks so much. It's rainy outside, and it's cold outside, you know. And guess what? You came to church.
Amen.
Amen. You excuse me. You came to church.
Amen.
And God's got a record of that also.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you now for this time that we have together. Thank you, Father, for everyone that's gathered here in the sanctuary. Thank you for those who are viewing the live stream. Dear Lord, I thank you. And I pray, Father God, that they will have open ears to hear your word and open heart, dear Lord, to receive your word. Because we already know that your word is life-giving. It is a life-giving word. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for that. And now, Father, I pray that you will speak through me, that I will say only what you want said here today, that you approve of, because you know every person that's here and every person that's watching, and you know what's on their heart, you know what they're dealing with, you know what their thought life is all about. So, Father, thank you for ministering to them and for using this vessel, which I yield to you for that purpose. And, Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Shout amen, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Now, I've been ministering this for a couple of weeks now, and, of course, this will be the third Sunday that I've been ministering along this line. So go ahead and turn again in your Bibles to the Gospel of John chapter 12. The Gospel of John chapter 12. Hallelujah. The Gospel of John chapter 12. And I want to read to you a powerful verse in the 12th chapter of John, and that's verse 26. And Jesus is speaking here, and he says, if anyone serves me, everybody say serves.
Serves.
Hallelujah. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant. Everybody say servant.
Serves.
And there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Hallelujah. Now, my subject again today is Christian service. Christian service. And, you know, a lot of times we take our Christian service too lightly. We don't give it the seriousness that it truly deserves. Now, let's look at verse 12:26 again, Gospel of John. Jesus said, if anyone serves me, so that word if there tells us that some may not, okay? If anyone serves me, he's got to do, if you're gonna serve him, you got to do some things, okay? To be productive in your service. Number one, he said, let him follow me. You got to follow him. And where I am, there my servant will be. I always want to be where Jesus is.
Amen.
Now, don't misunderstand me. The word says that he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us. And that is true. He will never, I don't care where you are, God is always with you. Do you hear me?
Amen.
Let me say this again. It doesn't matter where you are. God is always with you. Amen. But let me read this again. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. So now he's telling us that if you don't follow me, you're going to wind up somewhere that I am not. Now, I am with you, but you are not where you should be. You're not doing what you should be doing. You're not doing what I called you to do, so to speak. And he says, if anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Glory to God. Now, I want to tell you this. We all, and I don't know if I get to it today, but we're going to talk about that. We all are going to one day stand before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All of us that are born again, if you're born again, say amen.
Amen.
If you're not ashamed of him, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to stand before him one day, and he's going to talk to us about our life here on the earth. Now, this is not going to be judging you as to whether you're saved or unsaved. That's not the issue. If you're standing in his presence, then you're born again. You made it. Amen.
Amen.
Now, anybody at the white throne judgment didn't make it. You don't want to be there. Tell somebody you do not want to be at the white throne judgment. Don't want to be there. And you can be so bold to say, I'm not going to be there. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And if you can't say that with boldness, you might need to examine yourself again. Praise God. Now he says that my Father will honor him. So we're going to stand before him, and he's going to go over our life with us. And we're going to get there, maybe today, if not another day. But he's going to go over our life with us, and he's going to let us know where we did good and where we missed it. Amen. I heard a preacher say one time, and I'll repeat this, then we'll repeat him, and then we'll move on. But he says, when God come looking for you, let me say it this way: if you call to the fivefold ministry, or let's narrow it down. If you're called to be a pastor, all right, let's just say that. If you're called to be a pastor, and so God come looking for you, and this is an example he was making. He's going to come to the pulpit because that's where you're supposed to be. But if you're supposed to be driving the bus, let's say the church bus, then he's going to come to the bus looking for you. And just, this is to help you think. Now, if you're supposed to be in the pulpit, you don't have any business driving the bus. Or, on the flip side of that, if you're supposed to be driving the bus, you don't have any business in the pulpit. Y'all follow my line of thinking there? You follow it? So Jesus said, let me read this verse again. We got to move on, though. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. Wherever he leads us, let us follow him. Where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Him will my Father honor. In other words, when I stand before the Lord, I want him to honor me and reward me for my obedience.
Amen.
Not so to speak, have to shake his finger in my face because I was in disobedience. Amen. In other words, I want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over small things that were available to you. I'm going to make you rule over bigger things because you've been faithful. Hallelujah. Everybody say faithful.
Faithful.
That is important. Praise God. So let's move on. So last week, I gave you some things that you need to do to serve God, to please God in your service. And the first thing, if you keep a note, you have this already, but the first thing I said was, if you're going to serve God, you need to have a desire to serve.
Amen.
You got to want to serve God. You know, too many times, especially pastors, and not just pastors, but sometimes you find folk just begging people to do right. You know, come on, get involved. Get involved. Help out. We need you. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about saved people now. I'm talking about saved people. Sometimes you know, folks wind up begging them, and they still don't want to do what they should be doing. They don't want to serve God. But we should have a desire to serve God. We should have a desire to work for Him. Number two, remember I told you we should be willing to make a sacrifice to serve. If you're going to live, let me tell you something. If you're going to live for God, you are going to have to sacrifice some things. You're going to have to sacrifice some things. You're going to have to put some things on the back burner if you're going to serve Him, if we're going to serve Him. Oh, remember this one? Number three, y'all ready for this? Y'all know what it is if you're keeping notes, took notes. Somebody tell me. Don't serve God with a toad. Now, we know folks can get some attitudes. They keep asking me to serve, want me to do this, want me to do that. Yeah, I'm going to do it, but I really don't want to. I'll tell you what, I'm fine, me another church where they don't bug you so much. I'm just tired of just being asked to do this and asked to do that. And there's brother such and such over there and sister such and such. Why don't they ask them? You know what? Brother such and such, we'll call him Brother John Doe. Brother John Doe may not can do it as well as you. He may not be gifted, or she may not be, Sister Jane Doe, may not be gifted like you are. You ever thought about the fact that maybe God wants you to do it?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. But we need to serve with the right attitude. We covered this, but I want to read it again because I want you to get it in your spirit. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Verse and this is in the Bible. Matter of fact, they're going to put it on the screen. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. I'm going to wait till they get it on the screen. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Now, look at it. Come on, we in church, okay? Amen. We having a Holy Ghost good time, ain't we?
Amen.
We're feasting on the Word of God, aren't we? So let's read this together. Verse 14, I'll count to three. One, two, three. Do all things without complaining and disputing. Let's read it again. Do all things without complaining and disputing. Let's read it again. Do all things without complaining and disputing. I feel the anointing one more time. Do all things without complaining and disputing. Verse 15, put verse 15 up there. That you may become what? Blameless. Remember I told you God keep good notes? That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Let me tell you, if you are a complainer, if you are griping all the time, the world is watching. Your unsaved friends are watching. The weak Christians that's trying to grow, they're watching. Now, let me read the whole verse. That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you do what? Shine as lights in the world. Now, I got some news for you. It may be good news or it may be not so good news, but you are a light. Whether you are bright or whether you are dim, you are a light, and folks are watching. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. I hadn't even gotten to my new stuff yet. Thank you, Lord. But let's have the right attitude as we serve the Lord, understanding this, that not everything's going to go your way all the time. If so, I have missed it big time. Yeah, things are not going to go your way all the time. But God's called us to walk by faith and to do what's right and to do what he tells us to do. Amen. So I hope you've made up your mind. If you are a complainer, if you're a griper, if you're a bellyacher, if you any of those, maybe what I didn't say, this is your time, just between you and the Lord, and to go ahead and repent and say, Lord, I repent right now because I don't want to be blamed. I want to be blameless. I want to shine bright in this dark world. You hear me? I want to shine bright in this dark world. Hallelujah. All right. But now, turn to the book of Galatians. You can just go backwards there to the book of Galatians, chapter 6. And the fourth thing that I want you to write down is don't grow weary. Don't grow weary. Now, growing weary doesn't mean that you're griping and complaining and belly aching and all this. Sometimes growing weary means that you get tired, seems like nothing is changing, your faith is getting weak, and you're considering, contemplating, quitting, giving up. Maybe God's not going to come through for you. Maybe I'm not going to get that promotion I'm looking for. Don't grow weary. Stay in there. In Galatians chapter 6, I want to read to you verse 9. And the Word of God tells us this. And let us not grow weary while doing good. You see that? You see that? And let us not grow weary while doing good. For, oh, I love this. Oh, you got to grab this. For in due season. See, here's where we, just leave that verse up there for a moment. Here's where we miss it too many times. We forget, or maybe we don't realize, that there's a season for us.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I see some of y'all fanning. You folks hot? No? Okay. All right. All righty. Yeah. Praise God. His sister says she's thinking about the word. That's the right place to be. Amen. Not the temperature of the word. Now, you know, I'm not speeding along with this because I want you to get it. Now, let us not grow weary while doing good. Notice that word, good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. I believe the original King James, this is New King James Version. The original King James Version, I believe, said if we don't faint. So, yeah, that should bring comfort to you. Things may not have changed. It looked like nothing's going to change. But wait just a minute. Don't grow weary in doing good. You keep on doing good. You keep on following Jesus Christ. You keep on serving Him. You keep on doing what is right. For in due season, in due season, when your season arrives, you will reap. That is, if you don't lose heart and quit.
Amen.
Or throw in the towel.
Amen.
Say, enough of this. I've had enough. How many of us have missed God's blessing simply because we quit? Simply because we quit. When God spoke to me about pastoring, it was a excuse me. It was a long time before I actually started pastoring. Man, I got excited. Glory to God. Talked to Miss Kathy, and I was working Pepsi Cola companies a long time ago, folks. She'd be praying while she was a praying woman, and she'd be praying while I was working, praying about our ministry, praying about what God has called us to do, you know, and how we're to serve Him. And of course, I was praying too. But you know, we could have become discouraged because, you know, it seemed like nothing would ever change. And now this is not just, it don't just apply to ministry. It applies to in any area, many areas of our lives. Even a job opportunity, whatever. But we've got to stay with it. We've got to continue to do what's right. Continue to do what's right. I don't know why I'm saying this, but I'm going to say it anyhow. You know, if you're walking behind, if you so broke that you can't pay attention, and you're walking behind someone, let's just say in the supermarket, and they got a wad of money stuck in their pockets or halfway stuck in their pocket, and it falls out on the floor, and they don't know that it fell, they keep walking. You don't pick it up and put it in your pocket. That's not the Lord blessing you. The Word of God tells us not to grow weary in doing good. So for you to pick it up and put it in your pocket, that's not good. You're taking what belongs to someone else. God don't bless that way. What you do, you pick it up and you chase the person down and says, sir, ma'am, you dropped this. How do you know it's not a test? Don't grow weary in doing good. Because in due season, you're going to reap if you don't quit, if you don't lose heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me that verse from the Amplified Bible, Amplified Classic. I just want to read it to you from there, and then we'll move on for a few more minutes. Galatians 6:9, Amplified. And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time, and I love this, and at the appointed season, we shall reap. If we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to remember Galatians 6:9. Because anytime you attempted to faint, anytime you attempted to quit, go back to Galatians 6:9 and read it and make a declaration. I will not quit. I will not lose heart. I will not faint, and I will not give up.
Amen.
My season is coming. Look at somebody and tell them your season is coming. Now, some of y'all may be already in your season, but that's okay. You got another one coming too, and it's all good. Hallelujah. All righty. Number 5, I believe it is. Keep in mind, number 4 is don't grow weary. Number 5, keep in mind that it is the Lord you are serving when you're helping others. Say that again. Keep in mind that it is the Lord himself that you are serving when you're helping others. Matthew chapter 25. Let's go there. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25. Glory to God. Matter of fact, I just want to, I'll begin reading at verse 31. It says, when the Son of Man, and Jesus is teaching here, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now listen to this, verse 35. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Verse 37. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? These are good questions, aren't they? But listen to the response. And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. It's powerful. Sometimes we lose track of who we are serving. That's the reason the Bible tells us whatever we do, we are to do it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever we do, we're to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. So whatever you do, you should do it, all of us should do it in the name of Jesus Christ, because we're doing it unto him. We're doing it for him. Whether you are preaching or teaching or serving in the church, you may be an usher, you may be a deacon, you may be a greeter, you may sweep the floor, whatever it is, you keep the small children, or teach the teenagers, whatever, listen to me, whatever it is you do, it should be done just like you was doing it for Jesus. See, that keeps us in the right attitude, doesn't it? Because Jesus said, you're doing it for me. It was Jesus that came and died. He suffered and died for all of humanity. It was Jesus. So when we serve, we are serving Jesus. If you give a poor man a bowl of soup, you're giving Jesus a bowl of soup. You hear me? If you give a poor man a glass of water. Guess what? You giving Jesus a glass of water. Because when you've done it to the least of these, he said, you've done it unto me. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. I'm closing now. That's the reason. And I know with this pandemic, it hadn't been easy. But that's the reason we're going to expand this ministry to reach as many people as we can. Because we're doing it for the Lord. You hear me? We're doing it for the Lord. We're doing it for the Lord. We want to touch as many lives as we can touch. Spirit, soul, and body are meeting their needs. Whatever the case may be, we want to do it. Because that's what we've been called to do. You hear me? That's what we've been called to do. And we're doing it for Jesus. Amen. I got some more that I could say, and I'm not. I'm getting ready to close out. But remember, have a desire to serve. Be willing to make a sacrifice. I make sacrifices. Serve with the right attitude. Don't grow weary. And just keep in mind that you're doing it for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you now for your holy word. May we go forth and serve you and honor you and be a blessing to all those that are hurting and need a touch from you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And right now, before we close out today, I want to speak to those that are watching the live stream. I want you to know Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. If you're not born again, if you haven't received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior, if you haven't surrendered your life to Him, you're not waiting on Him, He's waiting on you. And I want to encourage you right now your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and He'll come into your heart. He'll forgive your sins. He'll set you free. And just like the Bible says, He'll never leave you and He will never forsake you. So right now, if you're not born again, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me right now. And just pray it out loud. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you came down from heaven and lived here on the earth. I believe that you were crucified and died on Calvary's cross. And I believe you did that for me because I needed a Savior. I believe that you was buried, but you rose again on the third day. And you did it all for me. Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my heart. I invite you in to my life to be my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. And I repent. I'm going to walk with you as you lead me and as you guide me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me, setting me free. Praise God, praise God, praise God. If you prayed that prayer with me, you had to do is pray and receive Jesus by faith. Just receive him by faith. He came in, became your Lord and your Savior. We would like to hear from you. They have some information on the screen where you can contact us. Let us know that you gave your life to the Lord, that you're now born again. We would love to hear from you. Praise God. And if anyone is sick in your body, I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch their bodies from the top of their heads, dear Lord, to the soles of their feet. Set them free by your mighty healing power. And dear Lord, we thank you for it, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. Well, God bless you. So glad you joined us again today. Praise God. And we look forward to the next time. Have a blessed day. Amen. Folks, blessed this morning. Amen. Well, actually, this afternoon now, but were you blessed?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.